Today on Gardening in a Minute, buying roses. On special occasions, like Valentine's Day, cut roses are a favorite gift. There are almost 120 varieties of roses available, and their colors include numerous shades of red, pink, purple, orange, peach, and white. When it comes to Valentine's Day gifts, carefully select the flower variety and color for a customized arrangement your sweetheart will treasure. Roses aren't a gift just for women, although men's tastes are somewhat different. Research shows that men tend to prefer red and yellow roses, while women gravitate more towards pastels. Roses come in hundreds of shapes and sizes, and these days florist coolers are stocked with new choices that can help you make a thoughtful gesture now or any time of year. For more about roses and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Chinese fringe bush. Chinese fringe bush is an evergreen shrub that looks good in just about any north or central Florida garden. Its small oval leaves can be green, though many cultivars have rich burgundy or bronze foliage that contrasts nicely with other plants. These shrubs often grow 6 to 10 feet tall, but can be kept more compact with regular pruning. A few newer cultivars grow just a couple of feet tall. Watch for a beautiful show in spring when they bloom with small, spidery flowers in either white or pink. Chinese fringe bush, also known as Laura petalum, is generally pest and disease-free and will grow in either sun or partial shade. This versatile Florida-friendly shrub works equally well in foundation plantings and in landscape beds, so why not give it a try today? For more information about Chinese fringe bush, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, color theory. Learning more about color theory can help you create the perfect look and mood for your garden. Color theory relies on the relationships between the various colors on the color wheel. Combining warm colors like reds, oranges, and yellows will evoke a feeling of energy, while cool colors like blues, greens, and purples can create a sense of calm. When choosing plants, remember that foliage can add just as much color as flowers. Contrasting colors that are opposite each other on the color wheel, like purple and yellow, can result in bold combinations. Similar colors that are next to each other, like blue and purple, offer a subtle but sophisticated look. Keep in mind that there's no right or wrong when using color theory, as long as you're happy with the results. For more information about color theory and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, long-lasting cut flowers. Fresh flowers make a wonderful gift for almost any situation. Here are a few tips to make them last as long as possible. At the store, flowers should have freshly cut stems and be kept in clean water. Flower food should be provided with the flowers. At home, remove leaves or flowers that will end up underwater. Cut 1/2 to 1 inch off the stems with a sharp, clean knife. Place them in a clean vase filled with fresh water and flower food. Pre-arranged flowers should come in fresh, clear water or moist floral foam. If the water turns yellow and cloudy, wash the vase with soapy water and refill it with water and flower food. Recut and rinse the stems before placing them back into the container. For more information about cut flowers and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, vegetable garden transplants. Transplants can give your vegetable garden a head start. You can start your own transplants from seed or purchase small plants from a garden center. Plants in 4 or 5 inch pots can be more expensive than those in 6-packs, but the larger pots are better at holding in water and nutrients and providing space for roots to grow. Look for healthy plants with a deep green color. Dry soil could mean a stressed plant, and disease could be indicated by brown, yellow, or wrinkly leaves. Check the stems and undersides of leaves for pests and signs of pest damage. Purchase varieties that'll thrive in your area. Florida-friendly traits may include drought tolerance and resistance to nematodes and certain diseases. Plant your transplants soon after purchase for best results. For more information on vegetable gardening, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.